With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Covering Cleveland.
Cleveland! This is for you!
With Jen and Tim.
I got it covered.
Tyler Labine, who plays Dr. Iggy Froome on New Amsterdam, joining us in studio.
I am having a really, this is like an odd experience as I watch you on New Amsterdam. And I know you as Iggy.
Right.
You're like a real person.
Yeah.
You're not that guy.
No, I'm an actor. I play.
Yes, but I, you know, when you connect to a show like that, yeah, I'm really like connected. The show's so good.
I mean, that's human nature. You see these people that you only know in one regard, or you become a big fan of theirs from a certain thing. And then you meet them, or you like see them in like a grocery line. You're trying like, hey man, oh, I don't know you.
Yeah, you know. Well, the expectation is that your personality is exactly. I mean, you played the role so well, psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And I think I want to just cuddle up and tell you all my problems. Like, can you help me?
I get that a lot too.
Is that weird?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say people might
cuddle requests.
Yeah. Cuddle requests. Hey, my niece has a lot of issues with proprioception, and I was wondering if you could give me some tips on, you know, is my nephew on the spectrum? Like, I get that all the time, and I'm like, I'm not a doctor. But I've armed myself with multiple resources that I can hand off to people and send them links and whatever.
No
just
kidding.
To be like, hey, like, I'm not a doctor, but I can help you find one.
Yeah.
You kind of legit have to do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
I
like
would,
trans teens and suicide hotlines and all kinds of stuff. I have a list of resources. So I just try to give those to people instead of believing my own hype and being like, yeah, sure, let's sit down. I'll talk.
Oh, my God, imagine if you did. That would
that
be
That would be tremendous.
Terrible.
And charge him.
You should
charge him, too.
Well, obviously. There's no other incentive. What
do you know this is a hit? You know, I always wonder about this. You know, obviously, we're working music. We're in radio.
Yeah.
Like, when you read this, and you mention, you're like, wow, this particular role I really enjoy. But do you read this and be like, oh, this is good? Or how do you even, or maybe, when do you realize it? Or you just see the ratings, you're like, oh, okay, this is working. I don't know.
You don't. I mean, I'm way more cautiously optimistic or maybe even borderline skeptical than any of my castmates. But this show has all the ingredients for sure. I recognize that. I also, the one thing that I can really genuinely speak to and attest to is that everybody is like on the same page. It's rad. I don't know. It's just a great experience.
Except one of them's not going to be around much anymore.
Whoa, spoiler!
I mean, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
there was a big dramatic season finale, and then all of a sudden the promos start coming on like, one of them's not going to make it. I'm like,
no.
It was trickery in the episode. It's like you think one thing, and then it's like, oh, no.
That was crafty, wasn't it?
It was very well done.
They didn't tell us anything. We had to wait the entire offseason as well to know which character was dying. We only found out like 4 days before the table read.
No kidding.
So they were like, we were all like waiting to see if our contract was getting renewed. Like,
I feel like clearly they're setting up for another path for
and the thing
his relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was set up from the beginning. Like David Schulner, our creator, always planned on killing this character off. But the reason people are so upset is because they loved her so much.
Oh, she was great.
But that was the whole point of her character was to get you to love her so that she could have a horrible
death.
And then everyone would be like, no, and Max would grieve, and it'd be this whole new journey for Max and for his relationship with Sharp. Not that that's happening, the whole Sharp.
Well, it seems like it might happen.
We don't know.
We love the show.
We're so
excited to have met you today.
New
Amsterdam, it's Tuesdays at 10.
Tonight at 10.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, thank you, Tyler. We appreciate it, brother.
Thank you very much.